conditioners save you money over another one? Just what are the most efficient and cost-effective choices for you to consider? With temperatures hovering around the 105 degree mark, people count on their air conditioners to make it through our very hot summer months. And what about your air quality? Is it safe? Stay with us to find out just what you should know about the air you are breathing and why it matters to your energy bill and your health. Hi, everybody. You're listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest, and I'm Gina Murphy-Darling. And as always, I thank you for listening and for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. And as always, it's so predictable, but so important, a big thanks to the sponsor for this show and a great Mrs. Green's World partner. And anybody who's been listening to me for any amount of time knows that I say that from the bottom of my very green heart. Russet Southwest, Tucson heating and cooling experts. They have been serving the Tucson and surrounding areas since before 1950. And I love saying that because that means they're older than I am. And I love when that happens. With integrity and honesty as their foundation and customer service as their primary goal, they offer a variety of Tucson heating and air conditioning services. And since they opened their doors, they have always provided comprehensive heating and air conditioning for residential new construction. And for existing homes, they provide multiple maintenance programs, complete repair services, an extensive remodel and replacement department, as well as complete indoor air quality services, which we have talked about quite a bit. And if you would like a personal endorsement from me, Mrs. Green herself, I'm ready and willing to provide that to anyone in great detail because I can talk about the quality of the work they have done in our home. So let's get ready to talk about air filters, why they matter to your health and the health of your cooling system, and some other items of interest to all of us during these very hot summer months. It's been about 105 or 106 or 107 every day, so we really do care about our air conditioning. So joining me in studio is someone who can do just that and who's been a regular guest on our show, and we're delighted to have him. I'd like to welcome Tim Sibley from Russet Southwest. He is truly my go-to person when it comes to any indoor quality issues, whether they're mine or whether they're asked by someone who's a listener or who contacts Mrs. Green about what you need to know. And Tim, I'm always delighted to spend time with you because there's always more to learn.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Gina. I love coming on and it's good to be back with you.
I know. There's like, I think I have like a crazy obsession with this now because I know how many people get sick because of their air quality and it doesn't seem to be getting better. So it's a big item of interest when I never really thought about air conditioning before I was Mrs. Green.
Yes, yeah, it's definitely a problem, and we do what we can to help people with their indoor air quality, and air filters are a big part of it.
Yeah, well, one of the basic questions is, and I think this is really a big one, when you, like our air conditioning went out, it was before we knew Russet Southwest, it was over 10 years ago, and there were a lot of choices about what air conditioner to buy, not just the brand, but what size, and who know, and it's not just size as far as how big it is. What do you need to know when it comes to buying an air conditioner? What size does a house need, and how do you determine that?
Well, there's this thing called, it's called a manual J load calc. It's a heat loss.
Of course there is.
Yeah, so basically, for any AC install we do as a company, we come out and we actually measure the house, measure the windows, and basically there's a software that tells you, hey, you need this much cooling to cool this home. So we can pretty much guarantee that we size the air conditioning properly. If you oversize your air conditioning, you might not, you're like, people think bigger is better. Not always. You
want to have the right size. It's not true,
yeah,
right?
Because then you have, basically it runs and cools the house too fast, but it doesn't dehumidify, so you never feel comfortable in the home. So sizing is very important. And air conditionings have really come a long way in the last 5 years, 10 years, and efficiency-wise. And
you're answering all my questions that I have lined up, Tim. Good job, man. No, you can take the show because it's
right?
No, we'll co-host. I mean, I think we should have we should have on the scene with Tim and Gina for indoor air quality, and maybe it would help all of the thousands of people in Tucson that have upper respiratory disease. So
definitely.
I think we're doing a lot to make that difference. But so big heads up, if your air conditioning goes and you choose not to call Russ at Southwest, which, like, is questionable, why wouldn't you? Somebody better come in and have some kind of machine. You might not remember the name of it, but they're actually measuring your house so that they can scientifically determine what size air conditioner you need.
Yeah, just be careful. There's a lot of companies that will just come out and say, you have this size air conditioning.
And they'll take a look.
I'm going to put that same size in, or I'm going to put a bigger one in. And it, with ACs getting more energy efficient, they've actually lost what's called capacity. So, like, if your old unit was, like, just say a 3-ton air conditioning unit, you might actually need a 3.5 or 4-ton just on capacity-wise, which is all... If someone's just coming in and switching it out and not actually taking the time to make sure they're putting the right unit in for your house, you might want to be
and
careful with
big
those
investment
type of people.
Depending upon the size of your house, air conditioners are a big investment and you want them to work. So in the case, there are a lot of big homes in Tucson, and many homes have 2, sometimes 3 air conditioners. And in our case, we have one that was new, the house down there. It's like you said, there have been vast improvements of late. So I'm knocking on wood that we get the other one through the summer. It's much older. But even if it's at the same temperature, I don't understand how this works, Tim. If it's 76 up here and 76 down there, it feels like it's cooler 76 down there. Am I making that up?
It's just possible. 76 is 76.
Right, that's what I'm telling myself. But so how come it feels chilly down there and warmer up here? Maybe it's because of all the windows or something.
Windows,
I don't know.
Heat load.
But is it a negative to have 2 different sizes, or does it really matter the square footage? And you might have a smaller one in one part of the house and a bigger one in what area that has to service. How does that work?
So it's just depends on the square footage and then the actual volume of the house. The windows, you take all that into consideration when you're sizing an air conditioning unit, because you want to make sure you have something that's, especially if you want to be as green as possible.
Which anyone listening to the show does,
so
myself,
I know myself
included.
Personally, I had an old unit that I limped along for years, and I finally got around to replacing it last year. And people ask me, why do you have this old air conditioning unit? It's the last thing I want to do when I go home. But besides the point, I finally put in a high efficiency unit last summer, and I was saving about $100 a month in utilities.
Ouch.
So the first thing I said to myself was, why didn't I do this sooner?
So I think we're going to have a little convo after the show. I'm serious, because it makes noises. It's just not the same. It's old. It has to be 15 or 20 years old. How long does an air conditioner typically last? Can you even say that?
Yeah, the average lifespan in Tucson, I would say, would be like 10 to 15 years.
Okay.
But you always have those ones that just seem to last forever, and you have the ones that don't quite make the 10-year mark.
Right, it's like a car. Some go to 200,000 miles, and the other ones, they're breaking down at 90.
But most people, if you have an air conditioning unit that's 10 years or older right now, even just a base efficiency rating that you can buy is probably light years ahead of what you have. Unless you spent a lot of money 10 years ago for, like, the best on the market. But,
well, as we say in Jersey, we'll talk. We'll talk, because it's something that, you're right, for the energy efficiency part, and for me walking the walk, I think it's something that we have to look at.
They've come a long ways in efficiency ratings. They just use a lot less electricity.
I have to kind of understand, is it because of the way they're made and how they work inside? I don't really need to know how they work, but they just improve the way that they get the air in and out?
Well, it's a lot to do with the electrical components.
Okay.
They're using more efficient motors.
Got it.
The compressor. They're just technologies. Just
advancement
getting better
in technology.
Where they can,
can
have a compressor that can give you the cooling you need but not use as much energy.
It's the same
process.
Story as, you know, it's not really, I'm not getting off track, but it's the same with light bulbs, how they have evolved.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have an incandescent light bulb, you are nuts, because the CFLs and the LED are so much cooler and they're as bright as you need them. But that's another where it's just, it moves forward and it's better for your electric bill and the planet.
Definitely.
Okay, here's another big question. How do you know if your air conditioner is maintained properly? If your car isn't, red lights come on, change the oil, you get a beep, you get something. But if you're like me, And thank God we have two people in this house so that I don't have to be the one to think of it. I don't think about maintaining my AC system. What does that even mean? How do you maintain it? Do you come out and service it?
Yeah, servicing your air conditioning is definitely a great thing to do at least once a year. You want to make sure the refrigerant levels are accurate. If they're low, you're going to use more energy to cool your house because the air won't be as cool. By getting your coils cleaned and things annually, you increase the efficiency or maintain the efficiency of your air conditioning. Especially the outdoor coils, they get a lot of dirt. You know how dusty and dirty it is here in Tucson?
It's unreal.
So if you can keep that outdoor coil cleaned, it helps the compressor stay cooler and run cooler, and it'll just basically maintenance is to maintain the efficiency rating of your air conditioning system.
And if people are a part of your system and purchased it from you, do you help send reminders or what's the deal? Because some people forget. You get busy and you turn the AC on and who thinks about it?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you buy an air conditioning, you get 2 years of service with the system.
But then it's up to you.
And then after that, I think we do send a reminder. We don't want to pester people
or bug people, but
and we always send out cards in the mail reminding people, you know.
I like that. When I get them from my eye doctor and my dentist, it's like, yeah, oh, it's time because the time flies. So I don't think it's bugging, but that's really good to know. And again, after the show, we'll talk because it's time for us to get that on board. So what the heck is a MERV rating? Like, there is air conditioning as another language.
Yeah,
so what's a MERV rating?
So one of the important things about maintaining efficiency in your air conditioning would be your air filter. You want to make sure you change those regularly. MERV rating is the minimum efficiency reported value of an air filter. So basically, when we talk about particulate matter, things in the air, the dust and things in the air, allergens. It's how efficient can it pick up those different particle sizes. So like if you go to the store and buy a MERV 2, it's probably going to be like a 20% efficiency when it comes to the small particulates that are in the air that could be affecting your allergies or making you sick or something. But if you get a higher efficiency filter, it's going to do more to pick up those particulates in the
air. So is a higher number better? Is like a MERV 10? I don't know what I'm talking about.
So MERV actually goes 1 to 16. So, and then after you get past that MERV rating, it actually gets into your HEPA filters, which hospitals and things use.
So the higher the rating, the better the filter?
Yeah. So definitely, especially if you suffer from allergies, but then you got to be more careful too, because the higher that number, the more restrictive of an air filter that is. So if you have an older system and you're like, hey, I'm going to go out. I heard this on Mrs. Green's World. I'm going to go buy a MERV 16.
And then my air quality is going to be top notch.
The next thing you know, your air conditioning is not working well or it's freezing up or something, because your air conditioning's got to be able to handle that type of air filter. And a lot of the newer units were designed to run better filters for that exact reason, for people with allergies and things. And a lot of brands offer really high quality air filters that you can purchase with those systems.
So one of the things we were talking about in studio before we went on the air is I'm blessed because I have the ability to call my service repairman down the stairs and say, James, can you help with this? And he's very gifted. He's very talented. You said you never have to call anybody because you do things yourself. But for the average person, doesn't it make sense to invest your money in calling an expert? And of course, I'm going to support Rusted Southwest, not just because you're a partner and a sponsor. I checked you out. And I, you know, talk about the highest grade possible in terms of who I partner with. Your company is committed. And you know that I mean that. I mean, it's just, I've seen the quality. TEP adores Rusted Southwest.
That's what we strive for.
Yeah. So shouldn't our listeners invest the money and making sure you have somebody that you can get references on or that you read about? Their Yelp is a great way to find out if someone is honest and has integrity. But isn't it a really good investment for your health and for the health of your budget to get somebody in who knows what they're doing? I mean, my eyes are rolling back in my head already with MERV rating.
Yeah, so a lot of the stores, Home Depot, Ace, can help you when it comes to filters. Filters are
That's really great to know. Ace is the place.
Yeah.
You know. So,
and filters are typically an easy thing to change.
Okay.
Some people do have filters that are in difficult places to get to. Most air conditioning companies, Russet included, we do offer filter maintenance where we'll come out monthly or bi-monthly, however you want to arrange it, and we'll come out and make sure you have a clean air filter in your system. For most people, even
it's something
if you just
they can
get,
do.
Yeah, if you get your if you're not sure and you get your annual checkup on your air conditioning unit, ask your service technician. Most of them will be more than happy to show you, here, here's how you replace it. They all have arrows on them. They can tell you, make sure it's pointing the right direction for.
Well, if you want to see some fun YouTube, try and get me to do that whole thing. I invite you to let's do that. Yeah, here's the arrow, and I would be out probably putting it in the.
Well, thankfully you got James to help you.
James.
And, people that don't, like I said, they can call their local air conditioning company, and I'm sure they'd be happy to help them.
The advice would be. To when you get it, your annual checkup, to find out what the air filter is, and then you don't need to call somebody to do it every time. That's what you're saying. Find out what the right thing is first of all, get it serviced, and then maintain it.
Yeah, just keeping it maintained, and you'll definitely save yourself some money by purchasing your own filters and installing them yourself. And it is...
it's as easy as one, two, three.
Yeah, I'm the kind of person, if you... If I see it done, I can usually repeat that. And I know a lot of people are like that. So if you can see it done, maybe it'd be easier to repeat if you're out there struggling with it. But definitely important to have it in there, especially when it comes to indoor air quality. There's three areas of importance that we always like to talk about, and that's pressure management, ventilation, and filtration. So filtration is definitely one of the top three things. Probably, I'd say it's probably number two in the realm of things, but if you want good indoor air quality, get that filter in there. And I recommend people all the time put the filter in there and even run the fan. This time of year, you don't have to worry about it. That thing's running all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
But in the fall or the spring when it's not so hot, or maybe you're not running your AC or running your heater, run that fan. That's why that fan button's on there, because if you're not running it, you're not going to clean the air in your house. The air has to go through the filter.
In order to filter it.
Yep.
So what about this? I'm so glad I remembered to ask you this question. So we have different body temperatures in this house. Most couples I know do. I mean, they do. Like one runs hot, the other one runs cold, right? So I keep it higher here, and I think I'm typical of many. I mean, I'm cold. So if you have two air conditioning units, should you keep them at the same temperature? Like if I keep it higher up here, does it tax the one that's downstairs? Because there's not a wall between them. It's an open house. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm asking? So if it's at 76 down there, should I keep it at 76 up here?
Most people would recommend probably not to keep it more than a 2 or 3 degree swing.
Okay.
If you left that one off, that area is going to heat up and the cool air is going to migrate to that area.
So it'll really tax the one that's trying to do it.
It's going to try to cool the whole shell of the home. And obviously it won't have enough capacity to do so. Yeah, so it's definitely good to at least keep them within a 2-3 degree range so it's not taxing. So the other one's not running more than it needs to be.
It needs to. Okay. So here's a question we talked about before we got on the air, and I was like, even I don't think I'd ask this question, but you said people ask you all the time, do I need an air filter? So, like, why would it just be from a place of really not knowing how things work that people ask that?
Yeah, I think,
how does that happen?
It is funny because we'll be out, our technicians or myself will be on a service call or I'll be in doing indoor air quality testing, and I'll ask them, hey, where's your air filter? And they give me a puzzling look saying, what's an air filter? I don't think I have one of those. And I'll say, well, let's do a little investigation. I'll find where it should be, and there's nothing there. So they've been...
How can that be?
Just...
Did someone rip them off, or did they not know what they were doing? Like, how can that be?
Just not knowing, you know? Like, I know growing up nowadays, a lot of... If you're not showing your kids these things or teaching them those things, they might not ever know.
You can be sure that I never knew. So. It just never came up on my radar.
If you don't know about it, I mean... I don't know who to blame, but it's definitely, if you have an air conditioning system, it has an air filter. It should have an air filter, because it'll definitely, it not only will it help you keep your air cleaner, but it actually helps keep the coils and the blower
run more efficiently.
Exactly.
Efficiently. So what about the filters that are in our vents that you see those? Is it important that you change those as well? You know what I mean? Those like up, you can tell how much I've been. I've never even been on a ladder.
So most
look
people,
at them.
You'll either have your filter up in the ceiling, like your home, you have them in the ceiling.
Right.
Some people will have them like on the base of their air handler or their furnace. So it just depends where they're at. So that is your main air filter for your system, and it should be replaced regularly.
That's regularly. And it's you just, do yours a lot. We've said this on another show.
In the summer, we recommend monthly.
Wow.
Just because it's running so much and they get dirty pretty easily.
And the monsoons come and the dust has been blowing like crazy. Yes, it's so dry.
And if you have a newer system, you can run like what they call it's a thicker filter. It could be 2 to 4 inches. And those actually have longer lifespans. It could be you can get a filter nowadays that has a year lifespan. They said it'll last you a year.
One air filter.
Yeah, Lennox has a MERV 16 that's... Basically, they cram so much material in this tall filter that hardly anything can get through. Exactly.
When you look at them, do they look dirty? Can you tell by looking at them?
Not always. So.
Because a lot of things that are the most lethal and bad for you, you don't see them flying through the air.
Yeah, the ultrafines and particulates, probably the, what we call 2.5 size. There's different sizes of particulates that we measure. And the ultrafines, they can be in your filter and you won't really see them. Most of the stuff you see is the big stuff. So if you have a really dirty filter, if the filter looks real dirty, it's probably because it hasn't been changed in a long time.
You know, for every show that we do, we put the environmental IQ test to it. Like, why would we be doing a show on air quality when you're Mrs. Green? Maybe not exactly in the purview. Well, I say yes, exactly in the purview, because we are what we breathe and we are what we eat. So in other shows that I have done with you and with Gary, what we're breathing can impact the quality of our life, how long we live, what kind of respiratory diseases, illnesses, and allergies. Like, I forget to mention that enough on the show for allergies. And then the ultimate thing, I was asked a question last night when I did a presentation about, I was going on and on about water bottles, and I'd like to expand on that for a minute if I can take the time. But it was with air quality and energy efficiency, it is directly related to global warming and climate change, people. Let me make that be very clear, because the more energy we use, the more taxing it is on the grid, the more CO2 emissions, whatever the energy source, whether it's coal or natural gas. So having an energy efficient home is the best thing you can do for the planet, because the less energy we use. So I just had to go on that little, it's not exactly a rant, but for that educational moment, we cover topics that either relate directly to environmental impact, our health, or the health of the planet. So it's...
Yeah, and the air conditioning unit for most people is their biggest energy user in the home.
It's our biggest expense.
It is the biggest expense. And by having a higher efficiency unit, can help save the planet. And something as simple as an air filter, if you're using a good air filter, and you're running it, you're using it, it can help your health.
There are so many kids with asthma, and the elderly, there's so many upper respiratory things. And the thing that I said about this question that the audience asked me last night at the University of Arizona was, how does your rant on use of water bottles and cutting back on it impact the planet and, you know, carbon emissions? And believe me, I had the answer. It was like, yes, here's how. Water use, they're made from a petroleum byproduct. They have to, the oil has to be extracted. They have to be manufactured. High intensity, high energy use. They have to be packaged and shipped, and then you use them and you're disposed on them. And I said, and that being said, the reason why I'm such a water bottle nut is because they cause cancer. That's why, because they matter about your health. And with air quality, make the case, asthma, allergies, migraines, headaches, breathing issues. I mean, you'd never stop and think because, as you said, you can't see the dirt on the filter a lot of times, but you have no idea what you're breathing.
It's true, yep. A lot of the stuff that we're breathing that's bad for us, we can't even see it.
So. No. I know, isn't that how people kill themselves in the garage?
That's why it's good.
Want to bring that up with people killing
that's
themselves.
That's why it's good to have a, if you're interested or want to know more about it, have an indoor air quality test of your house, have the particulates measured.
That's our thing. You're in my thing, right, and it was Gary's thing. Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
It does.
I mean, I walk into your house, it's a nice, good feeling, fresh air feeling.
I never forget when we had our air quality tested. Yeah. I thought it was fine to begin with. And Gary, you know, we used to call him the nose, said, no, I think there's some things going on here. And then it got changed. So it's been a really very educational journey, which is why I get excited each time you're going to be on the show, because there's things to learn, especially about, I had no idea that it went from 2 to 16 in terms of quality of, you know, filtration. And do you think that most places, like I would be, I'm happy that you said ACE, because I'm so biased about, I want to say ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, man and woman, but is it really important that I know there's a trusted person there? Because in some of the big box stores, and I don't want to put any of them down, it's usually harder to find someone that really knows what they're doing always. Or maybe is that not fair on my part?
No, that's definitely. So, yeah, definitely that's an issue sometime. ACE is a great place to buy filters. I buy filters there a lot because people are there, very helpful. They can help you make sure you get the right size. If you don't know, bring an old one in. They'll help you. And they can show you the different the MERV-rated filters.
They do know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They walk over to the place where it is. They don't just point you, and I like that.
People ask me a lot about, are the more expensive ones worth the money? And they are worth the money, but like I said, you got to be careful because the higher that MERV rating, the more restrictive it is. Most people could probably get away with like a MERV 10 on an older system. I wouldn't recommend going much higher in that unless you just want to kind of experiment, but I don't know if you want to experiment with your air conditioning unit. It could cost you more money in the long run, so...
So when someone comes to service your air conditioning, what do they do? What do they look at? They clean the coils, they change the air filter, you know, like is it an oil and gas change? What do they do what do you do when you go on a service call to make that happen?
When we're out there, we just test different components, capacitors, contactors. There's a lot of different components in the air conditioning unit. They just check them, make sure they're not looking bad or anything, and... there's values that they can measure with meters and things to make sure they're where they need to be. Refrigerant levels are very important. And just keeping the system overall, keeping it clean, because it is such a dusty place, as you know. So.
It is bad out here. I mean, it's bad. Like when we go out every week to clean off the outdoor furniture, I mean, there's film on everything.
Yes.
Because the dust blows. We haven't had any rain. Hopefully we will. But, you know, the basic takeaways for me are... Be proactive in this for your health, for the health of your budget, and for the health of the planet. It's like a triple bottom line thing, because staying on top of it for us desert dwellers in this, it's going to be a pretty brutal summer. It's been pretty hot. I am thrilled that the monsoons might come really around mid-June, and usually it's been July. So, you know, as usual, time has flown. I'm getting the one-minute signal. Yeah. What the heck is up with that?
If you have kids with asthma or allergies, having a good filter will help them, especially if you have it.
And if you have elderly people with respiratory,
definitely
it will help them.
It makes a big difference.
So it's for your health, like I said, the health of the people in your house, and asthma is a big deal with kids. So, Tim, thank you. June 26th, Reuben Miller, Sustainable Investing, Is It Possible? June 28th, Christina Palsgrove and Todd Hanley, Making the Case for Business Recycling, a Model Partnership. Thanks, my friend. I learned stuff, and it was fun, and say hello to my buddies at Rusted Southwest.
Well, thanks, Gina.
Get your air filters changed out there. Thank you.